Lost Tennessee? Get him! Got him! Dead center!
That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Just about the time they are convinced they will be unable to find a fitting mate for Smokey atop Dead Man's Plateau, Tennessee, Rod, and Chief Gray Eagle flesh a band of wild horses who break and run, and the sight of a black horse in the bunch spurs the trio on. The black horse drops behind, and surprisingly enough, young Rod is able to rope the animal. But a closer inspection of the captive horse soon reveals why.
This here's the poorest, scrawniest bit of horse flesh I ever set eyes to.
Yeah, Tennessee. If and the rest of the horses here on Dead Man's Plateau is like this poor critter here...
I know, son. We sure been told wrong about finding a mate for Smokey.
Well, it's a dead cinch this here buzzard bait mare ain't no use to us.
Yeah, son. Might as well turn her loose.
Tennessee, look. Coming this way.
Glory, be a white stallion. Must be after this here mare.
Oh, get out of his way. Stallion is a killer.
Cut that mare loose, quick.
She's loose. Now make tracks.
Chief, Rod, you all right?
Yeah, Tennessee. Well, I cleared out of that there white stallion's path just in the nick of time.
Gray Eagle not hurt. Him all right.
Thank the stars for that. You cut that mare loose just in time, Rod boy.
No wonder he's leader of them wild horses, Tennessee. That snow white stallion's most big as Smokey.
He is that, Rod. And such a stallion's likely to have a mate what it just about match his own size and build.
Tennessee, if and you're right, if and there is a mare in the band what equals the size and build of that stallion...
I was way ahead of you, son. If and there is such a mare, then that's the right mate for Smokey.
Tennessee right, but mare not like that, not easy catch him like buzzard bait horse.
That's no hogwash, Gray Eagle. A mare to match Smokey or the snow white stallion is going to be mighty hard to catch.
You're naming it straight, Rod. And what makes catching such a mare all the harder is she's got some 10,000 square miles here atop Dead Man's Plateau to roam around in.
But Tennessee... We can't afford to get too far away from our pack horse and grub.
You mean on account of seeing signs there's others here on Dead Man's Plateau?
Yeah, Tennessee. And chances are they's dodging the law. We gets too far from where pack horse is hobbled, they's liable to make off with him and our grub.
If we loses our supplies and pack horse 150 miles from Circle S, Rod, we's in a bad way, sure enough.
Greg will give him up grub. Give him a pack horse to find mate for Devil Horse Smokey.
I would too, Chief. If we's dead sure there's such a mare up here on Dead Man's Plateau.
Well, not argue. There's still chance we's been give a bum steer in finding a mate for Smokey up here, son. We's running a big risk of somebody stealing our grub.
Mean you're gonna take chances with our grub and pack horse, Tennessee? And comb the whole 10,000 square miles of this plateau, if need be?
I mean just that, Rod. Seeing that big white stallion give me the notion there's a mare to equal his size and build somewheres. And I ain't resting till I find her for Smokey's mate.
Finding the right mare to be old Smokey's mate would give us plenty reason to celebrate. So we won't give up till we've tried every trick, 'cause sooner or later we're bound to click.
The sudden appearance of the gigantic white stallion convinces Tennessee that there is a mare to equal Smokey's size and build after all. We'll learn how he plans to catch her in just 1 minute. Fellas and girls, you can be hungry without knowing it. Yep, It's not how much you eat that's important. It's what you eat. Vitamins and minerals are what help you grow strong, feel chipper, and do your best. So get milk, eggs, fruits, vegetables, and every day, plenty of better bread, and it's tip-top bread. Fact is, tip-top bread may be regarded as a protective food. It supplies B vitamins, food iron, also protein to help build muscles. And man, is tip-top bread an ever-tempting swell way to get those food elements. An exclusive tip-top baking method gives you a bread smooth as dumplings with a flavor fresh and sweet as the golden wheat. Taste it and you'll see, and pronto. Pick up a loaf tonight. Enrich Tip Top is today's better bread in the Red Star End wrapper. So look for the stars for Tip Top. Now let's see how Tennessee plans to find out once and for all if there is a fitting mate for Smokey atop Dead Man's Plateau.
Let's ride, fellers. Following the trail of the big white stallion that Scrawny Mary rescued from us, we's bound to come on to where them two joined up with the rest of the wild horse band.
Get up, Smokey,
come on,
boy.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy. Get up. I sure don't like getting so far from where Packcross is hobbled and our grub is, Tennessee.
Can't say as to blame you, son. If and they is outlaws up here, if and they finds our horse and grub, we's in a bad way.
Three Eagle, keep worried too. Bad men steal them grub. Take them horse, heap quick.
If and they finds it, Chief, chance what might be hiding out from the law ain't likely to set much store for strangers atop Dead Man's Plateau. Rein up a minute.
Whoa, Smokey.
Right here, gents, is where that poor little mare and big white stallion joined up with the main band.
Tennessee got 'em eyes like hawk. Horses head south.
Yeah, Chief. And with the mare in poor condition for much running, I figure band'll stop for grazing. Along.
Exactly, Rod boy. And with wind blowing from the east, let's swing to the west for heading south so as to come on them wild horses downwind.
Get up, Smokey boy.
Come on, boy.
Get up, boy.
Yeah. Easy now. We's almost abreast of that draw we rode through whilst we headed north.
Steady, boy.
Steady, Smokey boy.
Figure them Mustangs might have headed back for this draw, Tennessee.
Seems likely, son. Colored rocks and shrubs in the draw won't make them too easy to spot.
Easy like now, we'll creep up to the lip of the draw. Holy.
Whoa, Smokey. How about it, Tennessee? Them Mustangs in the draw?
Can't tell, Rod boy. Colored rocks and shrubs makes it hard to spot them if and they is. Let's see now. I don't see a frazzle. No, I do. Can just barely make out the white stallion.
How about the other horses, Tennessee?
These others are right, but hard to tell much about them from here.
They close enough for roping?
Ah, dead blast it. But start building a loop, Rod. Maybe so by rushing them, you can get close enough to toss it.
Two times, Tennessee. Tell Papoose, use them rope. Why Tennessee not toss them?
Well, roping don't come natural to a fella from Tennessee, Chief. I was learning, but lacks a heap of being expert.
Tennessee heap smart. Learn them rope quick.
Maybe so, Chief, but this here's no job for a beginner. Ready, Rod?
Loop's built, Tennessee. Let's go.
Come on. Get it, Smokey
yeah,
boy.
No,
get
no,
it, boy.
Come on, boy. Come on.
stallion seen us. He's running for it.
Let's try and catch him.
It's no use. Them wild horses is too fresh. Rein up.
Whoa, Smokey boy. Whoa.
Well, there's no way for us to run them down.
Besides, Tennessee, I ain't seen no big black mare would make a fitting mate for Smokey.
Me neither, Rod boy. So I guess we best head back to our pack horse and grub and give our horses a rest.
Mean we's giving up, Tennessee?
Oh, not exactly giving up, Rod. Just taking time for resting our horses. And seeing to it our grub and pack horse ain't been bothered.
Our horses are so tuckered out, they've started in to wheeze. While them wild mustangs is fresh enough to keep up with a breeze.
And still no sign of a fitting mate for the great horse Smokey. We'll follow our friends to where they left their pack horse and grub in just 60 seconds. You know, neighbor, when you have the stars in your bread box, you have a lot more than just a loaf of bread. With the bread in the star end wrapper, you can have more delicious bread pudding, smoother sandwiches, and sweeter golden toast. The secret is you have enriched tip-top bread. And tip-top means better bread eating in every way. It's baked in a special exclusive way that's like our grandmother's made bread, which gives it that rich, wheaty flavor and creamy smoothness like homemade. Gang, find out right soon how much more fun it is to eat tip-top toast. Softy smooth tip-top sandwiches, and even plain tip-top bread and butter. The payoff is delicious tip-top also brings you vitamins, minerals, and protein for muscles. Tell your food dealer today you want the bread that sponsors Tennessee Jed. It sure is tip-top.
Deodorant, deodorant.
Completely weary, their mounts almost exhausted from chasing the band of wild horses, Tennessee, Rod, and Chief Gray Eagle head back to where their pack horse is hobbled.
Reckon it's about time to quit anyways. Sun will be going down in less than 2 hours. Believe me, time it's dark, I'm gonna be snoring away.
Me too, Tennessee. I'm tuckered. Looky there on your right, Tennessee. There's that dabbling white stallion again.
Makes a pretty picture framed by the setting sun, don't he, boy?
Yeah, and hard to catch as he is pretty. There's another horse, too, walking towards the white stallion. Tennessee, them two horses is the same size. And other horse is black. Black is Smokey.
Black horse, him big too. Like devil horse.
You mean she's big, Chief? It's the perfect mate for Smokey, because black horse is a mare.
So the perfect mate for Smokey has been found at last. But the white stallion is almighty careful with his band of wild horses. Catching the big black mare is going to be something else again, with our friend's horses nearly exhausted and in no shape to match the speed of the wild animals. This is Layman Cameron Gang asking you to be sure to listen again tomorrow at this same time to the next exciting chapter in the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. Get bread that's more fun to eat today. Look for the stars on the wrapper. Get finer textured, better bread, and rich tip-top.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.